Pottery female figurine. Tactile reproduction. During the Neolithic period, small figurines, shaped like human figures, made from various materials, primarily clay or stone, and occasionally bone, were particularly common. These figurines express the religious sentiments of Neolithic communities, which were undoubtedly dominated by deities, spirits, and ancestors. Female figurines are the most numerous, although male figures are also known. The female figurines depict women, either standing or seated, often buxom, with emphasized breasts, belly, and hips, or more abstract representations. These small sculptures are typically interpreted as symbolic depictions of the mother goddess, reflecting themes of female fecundity and soil fertility. They also have been described as cult objects, images of ancestors, or toys. In Italy, approximately 100 examples are known. The statuette, grayish in color, is small, measuring about 7 centimeters in height, and represents a stylized female form. It was crafted by modeling a single block of clay, with the head directly connected to the torso. The figurine lacks legs or feet, consisting only of the upper body, with 2 small protrusions representing breasts. The arms are barely noticeable, adhered to the torso. The shoulders are rounded. The neck is well-shaped, and the head is upward-facing and oval-shaped. The facial features are stylized but recognizable. A horizontal incised line represents the slightly open mouth. The eyes, rendered with slight incisions, appear half-closed, while 2 very slight protrusions form the eyebrow arch. The nose is represented with a small protrusion, and the nostrils are marked by 2 small holes. Circular engraved lines on the head suggest the presence of an ornament. Horizontally arranged zigzag and hourglass lines appear below the small breasts and on the back. Around the neck, small imprinted dots seem to indicate a V neckline of a robe or the beads of a necklace. In profile, the figurine appears thinner, with the head slightly tilted back compared to the body. This figurine dates back to approximately 7,600 years ago and originates from the village of Passo di Corvo, near Foggia, one of the largest Neolithic villages with ditches in Europe, and Tavoliere di Puglia.